Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Ramallah, Israel. The Palestinian Authority takes a strong stand against homosexuality. That's the headline. Itamar Marcus comes to the broadcast table with more details behind this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The headline read this, Palestinian Authority chasing down homosexuals. Now, first of all, remind everybody just briefly who the PA is, the Palestinian Authority, and talk to me about this headline, will you please?
Well, the Palestinian Authority is the governing body of the Palestinian people in Judea and Samaria, and they're the official representative of the Palestinians around the world. They announced last week, the chief of police, that they had received word that a group of Palestinians who were homosexuals, gays, and they wanted to have some kind of a gathering together. The police heard about it, and they made a public announcement. They asked on Palestinians to inform them about any person that's connected to this organization called Rainbow. It is considered a violation of the highest ideals and values of Palestinian society. They promised that they would track them down, arrest them, and prosecute them just for having an event where gay people could get together. So it's a Palestinian Authority registered in Israel planning an event in the Palestinian Authority areas, but the police got word of it, and now they're asking on Palestinians to notify them, inform on their friends, their neighbors, whoever might be involved in this organization, because they want to prosecute them.
Is this based upon the Islamic law and the Quran and Islamic beliefs, or is this just a Palestinian thing?
No, this is something that is much broader in the Islamic world. In some countries, it's a capital crime. It seems to be something, the openness in the West and the willingness to be accepting of different lifestyles has not yet penetrated into much of the Islamic world.
Itamar Marcus with the details behind the strong stand against homosexuality by the Palestinian Authority. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. The Palestinian Authority states that homosexuality goes against all the norms of society and that the Islamic holy book, the Quran, does not allow for the LGBT lifestyle to be a part of the Palestinian lifestyle today. The Palestinian people are wrong on many issues, but on homosexuality, they seem to be very biblical in their thinking. That statement is based upon God's actions in Genesis chapter 19, the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah for sodomy, and also Romans chapter 1, what the Lord has to say about the homosexual lifestyle. In Luke chapter 17, verses 28 to 30, and Matthew 24, verse 37, the Lord compares the homosexual lifestyle to the days when Jesus Christ will return to the earth. I believe we are living in those days. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...